Chapter 10 Hair Lice. Every afternoon after that day, Bruno went back to his and Shmuel's place at the fence, but his friend was not there. He began to think that what he said was too terrible and that Shmuel could not forgive him. But on the seventh day, he saw his friend sitting there, waiting for him.
Shmuel!
He said, running to him and sitting down.
Shmuel, I'm so sorry. I don't know why I said it. Oh, please forgive me.
It's all right, said Shmuel, looking up at him.
Then Bruno saw the terrible bruises on his face.
What happened to you?
He said.
Did you fall off your bike?
That happened to me back in Berlin 2 years ago.
Does it hurt?
I can't feel it anymore, said Shmuel.
I'm sorry about last week, said Bruno. I hate Lieutenant Kotler. I can't believe that I didn't tell him the truth. I'm so sorry.
When he heard that, Shmuel smiled, and Bruno knew that he was forgiven. Then Shmuel lifted the wire and took Bruno's hand. The two boys smiled because they were touching for the first time. It was now nearly a year since the family came to Outwith. Bruno did not think about Berlin and his friends there very much now. But then grandmother died and the family had to go home. Those 2 days were very sad. Bruno knew that this was the end of grandmother's songs and plays at Christmas. Bruno was almost happy when they came back to Outwith. The house felt like his home now. He did not feel so angry about the three floors and the soldiers who came and went all day. Mother and father seemed happier now, and Mother did not go and sleep every afternoon. And best of all, Lieutenant Kotler was not at Outwith, and no one called him Little Man now. Kotler left suddenly after a lot of shouting one night between Mother and Father. Gretel was very sad, of course. But the very best thing in his life was Shmuel. He enjoyed walking along the fence every afternoon to see him. His friend also seemed happier. His face was not so grey, but he was still very thin. Bruno still talked about wanting to play with Shmuel or going exploring with him.
Maybe one day we will, replied Shmuel, if I can ever leave here.
Bruno started thinking more and more about the wire fence and the strange wooden buildings. He thought about talking to Mother or Father about them, but he did not want them to get angry. So he decided to ask Gretel. He found her in her bedroom and noticed that the dolls were not there. After Lieutenant Kotler left, she decided that she did not like them anymore. Now she had maps of Europe on the walls and newspapers next to her bed.
What do you want? She snapped.
I want to ask you something.
Well, be quick.
It's about Outwith, he began.
Bruno, it's not called Outwith, she replied.
And then she told him how to say its real name.
Well, I want to know about the fence, he said. Why is it there?
Gretel turned round in her chair and looked at him.
You really don't know? She asked.
No, he replied. I don't understand why we can't go to the other side. Why can't we play with the children there?
Gretel looked at him for a moment, and then she began to laugh.
Bruno, she said. The fence isn't there to stop us going to them. It's there to stop them coming to us.
But why? Asked Bruno.
Because they cannot mix with us. They must stay together with other Jews.
Jews, said Bruno. He liked the word. So the people behind the fence are Jews?
That's right.
Are we Jews?
Gretel's mouth opened wide.
No, Bruno, she said. We are not.
Then what are we?
We are the opposite, she answered quickly. Yes, that's right. The opposite.
Don't the Jews like the opposite, then?
No! It's us who don't like them, stupid!
But as she was saying it, she was discovering something strange in her hair.
Well, can't someone just get us together and...
But Bruno was stopped by a loud scream, which brought their mother running to the bedroom. Gretel lifted her finger and showed Mother a very small egg.
It was in my hair, she said.
Oh, I don't believe it, said Mother. But something like this had to happen in this dirty place. Both Bruno and Gretel had lice in their hair. Gretel used some special lice shampoo on her hair, which smelt horrible. Bruno used the shampoo too, but then Father decided it was easiest to shave his hair off. Later, Bruno looked at himself in a mirror and felt ill. His face looked strange and ugly. But he also looked like Shmuel.
Did the people on the other side of the fence have lice too? He thought. Is that why their heads are shaved?
When he looked at his friend the next day, Shmuel laughed at him.
I look just like you now, said Bruno sadly. Only fatter, replied Shmuel.